So if you happen to have been sitting in a Starbucks in Washington, D.C. last week, you might have missed the coffee shop's soothing music over the speakers. Instead, you probably drank your coffee to the sounds of this.
I happen to believe, next to a major war, economically, it is the worst thing that could happen for this country, and we should end it.
That's Dianne Feinstein not talking about a major war. It was a C-SPAN moment all over town last week in D.C. as Feinstein's Senate Appropriations Committee began to explore the details of the looming sequester for public employees. $1.2 trillion of across-the-board spending cuts on March 1st underscores the reality that D.C. is basically a one-industry town. And a $1.2 trillion hit for the hometown business would mean furloughs for Beltway workers. But effects of the sequester will echo through many other industries throughout the U.S. as well. The Head Start program, which provides services to low-income students and their families, would lose funding for 70,000 American children now receiving the aid. That's according to the White House. Think the food on your table is safe? Think again. The U.S. Department of Agriculture would have to stop paying many of the food inspectors, putting them out of work. That means the ranches, farms, and factories producing meat and poultry would have to temporarily shut down. Here to discuss that in more detail is Mark Dopp, Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs at the American Meat Institute in Washington, D.C. Mark, do I need to become a vegetarian if this sequester takes hold?
No, quite the contrary. That won't be necessary. Although certainly everybody's hoping that it won't take place, but we'll have to see what happens up there.
Well, what are the numbers that you're telling your clients?
Well, I think we need to step back and remember a couple things. Yes, we know that the sequestration bill would, if necessary, or could result in some furloughs of federal employees. But I think everybody also needs to understand that there's another statutory obligation that USDA has in terms of providing inspectors to federally inspected meat and poultry establishments. Meat and poultry plants cannot, if they're federally inspected, cannot operate and cannot put product into commerce absent federal inspection. But the Meat Act and the Poultry Act impose a statutory obligation to provide inspection. So there's a tension there. There's no doubt about that.
So you'd have to go to the Supreme Court to figure out if you get to work and inspect chicken and beef?
No. I don't think we have to go quite that far. But what we're suggesting, what we think is possible, is that this concept of the across-the-board, everybody takes the same hit, is not necessary. We think that USDA has the flexibility and let me say this, nobody is looking or hoping that furloughs take place. But if furloughs are necessary, not everybody at USDA is an inspector. There are a significant percentage of the personnel at USDA, at the Food Safety and Inspection Service in particular, are support personnel. I mean, for example, today's President's Day, right? You could go down in Washington, D.C., to the South Building and the Whitten Building, and you'll find almost nobody from the Food Safety and Inspection Service in their offices. Why? Because it's a federal holiday. Yet if you go out into the countryside and all of the meat and poultry plants that are around the country, they're all still operating. So this idea that everybody has to be on the job and everybody has to be cut across the board equally is simply not the case.
All right, Mark, that's a great point. Mark Dopp is Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs at the American Meat Institute. Let's bring Todd Zwillick into your Takeaway Washington correspondent. So, Todd, this is what's going to be going on if sequester takes hold, this sort of battle within the bureaucracy of who's an essential government employee and who's sort of immaterial, kind of what happens every time there's a government shutdown. It's going to be happening in a different way.
And this is only a narrow piece of the much broader problem if sequestration hits. And it's starting to look like it is going to hit. Doesn't mean it stays around forever. USDA is an issue, but there are cuts all across the government. And I do want to disabuse you, John, of the notion that it is just federal employees who get cuts if the sequestration goes into effect. Private employees who have public contracts, and there are hundreds of thousands of them. Private companies who build roads. What about weapons contractors who have contracts with the Pentagon? They are steadying furlough notices. They've done it in the past for political reasons. They're doing it now for real. And of course, as you mentioned, the local industries around Washington, D.C., federal employees, of course. Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security Secretary, told Congress just last week that the Border Patrol, during this immigration fight that you just talked about, would have to furlough the equivalent of 5,000 border agents all across the border. Not all at once. It's not like the borders would be wide open, but the equivalent of 5,000 people for furloughs of 12 days to 2 weeks for beginners. So this is across the board, and it's on a lot of issues that a lot of people care about.
How much discretion does the bureaucracy have to decide who stays and who goes, and how much is congressional mandate actually written into the sequestration law?
It depends on the agency, and there is very little direction right now. What you're seeing now, and Congress is off this week, by the way, so it makes a lot of this in
ways. That's good. Helpful.
Yeah.
Really helpful,
On vacation, exactly. And they've got only 4 days when they get back until the sequestration hits. The first part of it. Now, and it's not like the $1.2 trillion is done over 10 years. They can fix this after. We always say that, don't we, when we go from crisis to crisis. Well, it'll go into effect. They can fix it after. And that's what we're headed to here. To answer your question, there are now efforts underfoot, knowing that the sequestration is probably going to go into effect next Tuesday, at least the first part of it, to direct federal agencies in a more cogent way. People run around, they use the term meat axe. The president likes to use it. Speaker Boehner likes to use it. That basically you're just slashing across the board with no direction. The Pentagon itself doesn't really have any direction. They're facing across the board cuts that they would have to institute. It depends on the program, but they don't have a great deal of discretion right now, and they want some direction from Congress so that they can cut maybe less essential programs,
right,
meanwhile funding, you know, the aircraft carrier that's supposed to cruise the Persian Gulf and can't because there's no money.
Well, Todd Zwillich, we just want to let you know that there will be news if the sequestration hits, so you'll still be working.
I am working all week because talks are ongoing on a very, very low level, John. They're very quiet. Speaker John Boehner says he is not negotiating with the president anymore. He's not negotiating with Harry Reid. Senate, produce a bill. Then we'll see if you produce something that can pass the House. That's where we're at.
Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Also, Mark Dopp was the senior vice president of regulatory affairs at the American Meat Institute, general counsel there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.